The name of my message this morning is We Must Be Active Members in Messiah's Community. It seems so basic, but it's good to go back to the basics every once in a while. After being a follower of the Lord for 43 years, and after serving him in full-time ministry for 38 years, it's become crystal clear to me that it is impossible for a person to grow to spiritual maturity apart from being an active member of a local community of Messiah's followers. Now, let me read that again. It's impossible for a person to grow to spiritual maturity apart from being an active member of a local community of Messiah's followers. And there are reasons for this. God designed us to function together as a community. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Rabbi Paul compared us to a body. Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Messiah. For we were all baptized by one Spirit so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now, you are the body of Messiah, and each one of you is a part of it. So, every Christian, every Messianic Jew is to be working with the other followers of Messiah in a community, doing the tasks that the Lord has gifted us to do. Just as a body has different parts that perform different functions, and all the parts are needed for the body to function the way it was designed, so God has designed Messiah's community so that it is made up of people with different abilities. Everyone needs to be a part of the community and use their abilities so the community can function the way it was designed to function. The rabbi continued, "The body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now, if the foot should say, 'Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body,' it would not, for that reason, stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, 'Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body,' it would not, for that reason, stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts of the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, 'I have no need of you,' and the head cannot say to the feet, 'I don't need you.' Individual Christians and Messianic Jews are not designed to function on their own. God has specifically given us different abilities which are designed to help our brothers and sisters become what they need to be so that the entire community functions the way it should. The community of Messiah cannot function the way it should apart from every person being involved in a local congregation." The rabbi taught something similar in his letter to the Ephesians. Messiah himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Messiah may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Messiah. Rabbi Paul is telling us that we need to be under the authority of God-ordained spiritual leaders, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. We need to be under the authority of God-ordained spiritual leaders and be part of the communities that they lead so that they can equip us to serve God the way we should. And their ministry to us results in the body of Messiah being built up and God's people reaching unity in the faith and reaching the knowledge of the Son of God that we should have, which is not limited to mere intellectual knowledge, but also includes doing knowledge and being knowledge. We need to be under the authority of God-ordained spiritual leaders and be part of the communities they lead if we are to attain spiritual maturity. If we aren't under the authority of spiritual leaders and part of the communities they lead, we will remain spiritual infants. We will be spiritually unstable. We will be vulnerable to cunning, crafty, deceitful schemers. The rabbi continued, then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. If we are under the authority of God-ordained spiritual leaders and part of the communities they lead, we will be protected. We will know the truth. We will speak it to each other in love. We will grow together to spiritual maturity. We will be properly connected to the Messiah himself. We will function the way God designed us to function. The rabbi continued, instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Messiah. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, that means all of us, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. God designed Messiah's community to be led by spiritual leaders who are gifted to lead, to teach, to correct. We need to be in a relationship with those spiritual leaders so that we know them and they know us and are able to watch over us and give us direction and teach us and correct us, even though we don't like correction. And we are to submit to their leadership. Listen to these words from the letter written to the Hebrews, the early Messianic Jews, chapter 13. Have confidence in your leaders and submit to their authority because they keep watch over you as those who must give an account. Do this so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be of no benefit to you. Make their jobs easy. Make their lives easy. Have confidence in your leaders. Submit to their authority. We can't submit to the authority of our leaders apart from being involved in a congregation that they lead. Each one of us is to serve God, and the primary way God wants us to serve him is by serving our Christian and Messianic Jewish brothers and sisters. Let me read that again. Each one of us needs to serve God. And the primary way God wants us to serve him is by serving our brothers and sisters. The rabbi wrote this to the communities in Galatia. Serve one another humbly in love. Serve one another humbly in love. Then he added, for the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command, love your neighbor as yourself. The entire law, 5 books of Moses, everything in it, the foundation, the entire law, our entire obligation to obey God is fulfilled when we humbly serve one another in love. When we humbly serve our brothers and sisters. Specifically, we cannot do that if we are not part of a fellowship of Messiah's followers. We need to be in a community to fulfill the Lord's command, and so that the world will know we are his disciples. The Lord Yeshua said this, John 13, a new command I give you. Love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. There's very little love in the world. Our love for our brothers and sisters who are united to Messiah reveals the transforming power of God. Our love for one another is an essential part of our witness. It is part of God's plan for world evangelism, so that the world may know that you are my disciples. We can't love one another the way we need to love one another so that everyone will know we are Yeshua's disciples if we are not actively involved with the other members of his community. We live in a fallen world that is satanically controlled and is in rebellion against God and is under a curse. It is hard to live for God in a world like that. It is hard to serve the Lord the way we should in a world like that. It is hard to endure in the faith in a world like that. We need to meet together regularly and consistently to spur one another on and encourage one another. Hebrews chapter 10. Let us consider, let's think about how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. You think about how you can help your brothers and sisters love God, love people, do good deeds. You're thinking about that. How can I encourage and spur my brothers and sisters on towards love and good deeds? Not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another. And all the more as you see the day approaching. As David reminded us earlier, after Israel was rescued from Egypt, we battled the Amalekites. in the wilderness. When Moses held his hands up, the army of Israel prevailed against the Amalekites. When his hands got tired and he let his hands down, Amalek prevailed. So Aaron and Hur supported the hands of Moses until the Amalekites were defeated. The lesson for us is that our prayers, the hands of Moses being raised up, combined with the support of our brothers and sisters holding up Moses' hands, will enable us to be victorious in our battles. We need to be for each other the Aarons and the Hurs who held up the weary hands of Moses. We cannot do this if we are not involved with a local community of Messiah's followers. Why do some who claim to be Christians, claim to be Messianic Jews, refuse to be involved in a local community? Various reasons. The fear of man. There can be a price to pay for being part of a community of the Lord's people that is faithful to the Lord, faithful to his word, faithful to his gospel. Messiah warned us that the world will hate us. We are easier to hate if we are baptized and part of an identifiable community of the Lord's followers. Because some will not want to experience persecution or jeopardize their standing, maybe at work or with their family or their community, they refuse to become part of a community of Messiah's followers. I know some Jewish people who claim to be believers, who won't be part of a church or a messianic congregation, I think because of the fear of man. They don't want to experience persecution, jeopardize their standing in the Jewish community. And so they refuse to become part of Shema or a good church. Sad. Messiah lives in his people, however. To refuse to identify with God's people and to be part of us is to deny Messiah. I remind you of the Lord's words, "Everyone who confesses me before men, I will also confess him before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I also will deny him before my Father who is in heaven." We must fear God, we must obey him, we must not yield to the fear of man. And that means being part of a local community. Some refuse to be involved in a congregation because of pride. They think they are better than most of the other people in the community, and they don't want to associate with their inferiors. I've met people like this. You may be smarter, you may be wealthier, you may be stronger, you may be better educated than most of the others in a congregation. So what? God gave you those gifts in part so that you can help those who are less gifted. Some refuse to be involved in a congregation because too many others in the congregation aren't enough like them, and they don't want to associate with those who are not like them. They have less education, less money, less social status. They're from a different race. They may have different political goals, not the same political party. God's purpose is to take a divided world and make us into a new united humanity. The basis of our ability to get along with others isn't race or money or political party affiliation or education. The basis of our ability to get along in a new united humanity is that we share that one spirit, are members of one universal community, have one hope of our calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who's over all and through all and in all. That is the basis of our unity. Not race, not education, not political affiliation, not money, not anything else. And consider this, God wants us to be part of a community of people who are different from us, to teach us to love those who are different from us. Anyone can love those who are identical to them or similar to them, but it is special when you are able to love those who are different from you. That's godly love. Some refuse to be involved in a congregation because they don't like most of the people in the community. Just don't like them. You don't need to like most people in Messiah's community, but you do have to love them. We may not like most people in our congregation. Some people may rub us the wrong way. That does not excuse us from being involved. Proverbs 27, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. When iron is used to sharpen iron, sparks fly. But the final result is a sharp tool that is easier to use than a dull tool. And that's a very good thing. Being part of a community and experiencing problems with others in the community, which is likely to happen, is God's way to sharpen us, to improve us, to refine us, to make us more useful. When the sparks fly, we learn how to communicate better. The next time we ask for forgiveness, we learn to ask for forgiveness. We learn how to receive forgiveness. We learn how to restore damaged relationships. These are all very good things. Part of God's transformation process for us is to be with people we find hard to love, people who rub us the wrong way, so that we will learn to love hard to love people. Some refuse to be involved in a congregation because of laziness. It takes time and effort to be a faithful member of Messiah's congregation. Hebrews chapter 6, we do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who, through faith and patience, inherit what has been promised. Do not be lazy when it comes to your spiritual duties, your spiritual responsibilities. And one of the most important spiritual responsibilities is being an active member in a local community of Messiah's followers. We do not want you to become lazy. I think some people don't want to be involved in the congregation because then they won't have to give any money to support the congregation. They can keep all their money for themselves. Exodus 34, bring the best of the first fruits of your soil to the house of the Lord your God. Some refuse to be involved in a congregation because they can avoid having others to whom they are accountable. They don't want spiritual leaders that they have to give an account to, or watching over them and correcting them. Again, Hebrews 13, have confidence in your leaders and submit to their authority. Some refuse to be involved in a congregation because there are things they don't like about that congregation. The truth is that it is very hard to find a community that is everything we would like it to be. The leader might be too young or too old. His teaching and preaching ministry is unlikely to be as good as the great teachers and preachers we have access to on TV, radio, or the internet. You can hear some great preachers, great teaching now. The best preachers and teachers in the world we have access to. Christian radio, TV, the internet. Your pastor, your rabbi is likely not going to be one of those great, great preachers, and he falls short. The service or the music might be too contemporary or too traditional. It might not be Jewish enough, or it might be too Jewish. There might be too many old people. There might be too many young people. It's hard to find a congregation that is everything we would like it to be. That does not excuse us from being part of a decent congregation. And there are lots of decent congregations. Some refuse to be involved in a congregation because it's full of hypocrites. However, Messiah taught us that in his community there would be hypocrites. We should expect them. There would be wheat, and there would be tares that look a lot like the wheat, but aren't wheat. They're phonies, they're fakes, they're hypocrites. There will be many who say, "Lord, Lord," but are hypocrites. He doesn't know them. We are to expect hypocrites, fake believers, to be in the church. That's no excuse for not being part of a local congregation. Final thoughts. There are some things that we simply cannot do on our own. We need to be baptized. We do not baptize ourselves. I've met a few people who have tried to do that. We need to participate in the Lord's Supper. We don't serve ourselves Holy Communion. I've met a few people who have tried to do that as well. For those who claim to follow the Lord and refuse to become part of a local community, consider how you affect others. Your refusal to be part of a congregation sets a bad example for younger believers in particular, and you discourage older believers. Don't tell me you love the Lord and are serving the Lord if you're not part of one of the Lord's communities and you're substituting listening to Christian radio, watching Christian TV, listening to Christian podcasts, or reading the Bible on your own. I know quite a few people like this. Don't tell me you are serving the Lord if you are part of a non-Christian community, like a non-Messianic synagogue, a regular Jewish synagogue. I know people like this as well. We need to be not only members of a local community, but active members, involved members, members who are doing something to help the community grow. It's not enough to come to the service, to sing songs, to pray, listen to a message, give some money, and leave. You need to serve your community in some way. If you're too busy and it's a matter of time, seriously think about cutting back on some other things that you are doing in order to serve Messiah's community. You who are involved in Messiah's community the way you should be, especially those of you who showed up this morning, Well done. Good for you. Keep it up. You are doing something very good, very right, something that very much pleases the Lord. Many people at Shema are doing something to serve, but not everyone is. Find a way to participate. Find something to do to serve your brothers and sisters. Find a way to volunteer. Find a way to help in some way. If you cannot think of anything to do, you talk to me and I will find you something to do. And I am serious about this. If you know someone who claims to be a Christian or a Messianic Jew and he is not an active member of a local community, send him this message. Don't be afraid to send it to him or her. Let's pray. Lord of your people, help us to love you the way we should, serve you the way we should, love one another the way we should, be connected to each other the way we should. May the world see our love for each other and know that you are a God who saves and who transforms. Lord, we pray for those who are disconnected from your community, who claim to love you, claim to serve you. We pray that you would turn them around and reconnect them to us so that all of us, united and working together, can reach unity in the faith, reach the knowledge of the Son of God that we should have, and attain spiritual maturity. Amen.